Lord, we delight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, we come in that name. Glory to God, how beautiful is that name. Lord, we're just so thankful again of what you're doing. Lord, thank you for the testimony of the work of your grace in each and every one of us, especially in our brothers today. We're so thankful to Jesus. Nothing's hard for you. God, you do everything right. Thank you. God, help us to believe you. Help us to believe that your hand is always loving, Lord. It's always encouraging. God, you're for us. You told us you're for us. And if you be for us, who could be against us? God, we give too much credit to that enemy. Help us to begin to look to you more and more. God, you won the victory through your Son on the cross. God, thank you for that. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you finished it, my love. Thank you, Lord, that you've given everything. God, you've provided everything in your Son. We're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, and there's nothing more. Thank you, Lord, we've got it. Lord, help us now to grow in it. God, let us realize how rich we are in the life of your Son. Thank you that Christ is in us. In the name of Jesus, thank you that we come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you that we have needs. Thank you that we have infirmities, Lord God. Now let us look to that throne and glory in the riches, Lord God, of being a needy people, of having to come to you and say, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. And Lord, you're ever ready. Now God, help us to be a people of rejoicing. Lord, looking into your word, to seeing that perfect word worked in our lives, God, that you are authoring and finishing our faith, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let us believe it. Let us grow up into it today. The much the more as we see that day approaching, God, increase our faith. Let us believe you. Let us look into the love and the beauty of your Son this morning. May your Spirit anoint each and every one in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your Bibles with me today to Philippians chapter 3. We're in there in Bible study, and it's been so precious, and God has many things on our hearts all the time, but he hit me with this one. I just appreciated how sweet the Thanksgiving time that he gave to me and to my family. I pray it was the same for you. Thanking him for all of the great things that he has done and that he is doing. Most importantly, brothers and sisters, that sweet work, finished work on the cross. Praise God how he saved me. Aren't you thankful he saved you? Praise God, saved me from myself every single day. I love him. We laugh about all these things together, and I just cry on his shoulder often, but I'm so thankful that I'm always in his arms. But a sweet sister, she sent me a little email, and the Lord quickened me with it, and thinking how often at this time of year we think and are reminded to think upon our fellow man. Encouraged to think about others that might be needy, things of that nature, and it's very important. And the Lord encouraged my heart that in his scripture, he tells us not to just love in deed, in word, but in deed and in truth also. And how true and fitting that the love and the word of God would be alive in our lives. That it's not just something that's spoken, that praise God, there's a follow through, there's a quickening, there's a repentance, thankfulness to God that he does cause you to will and to do of his good pleasure. We can know something, but are we going to reckon it? And then by God's grace, are we going to yield to it? And that's really the follow through that God wants in each and every one of our lives. But brothers and sisters, it's a time that God encourages us to look upon the needs of those that might be going through a rough time. And we pray for one another. But I would hope to God that we would also pray for ourselves. To Lord, how would you move me? Now sometimes we think we need to always move. Well, that's back into self. But God, how would you move me to help my brother or sister in that time of need? What cold cup of water would you want me to bring them? And Lord, help us to have that kind of heart. And I'm so grateful for the examples that we've had. And I'm telling you, by God's grace, it's not complimenting you all. It's complimenting Christ in us. And I'm thankful that so many of the needs, they're all met through Jesus Christ, but we're willing to have him use us. Isn't that wonderful? To be a vessel, adding to the usefulness of the husband. Isn't that wonderful? A vessel maybe even set aside only, solely for the master's use. That's some mighty fine stuff. And praise the Lord, the supplying that God does through the joints in the body. I think about Brother Brown. I was missing him this week. Thankful to the Lord, and I'm complimenting God and his son and his life. Thankful how giving that brother was. Very quiet, never knowing what one hand was doing from the other. Just did it as the Lord. Other brothers and sisters so moved to do the same. I'm thankful to the Lord that I had a daddy that was very giving, very quiet about what he did. Thankful to the Lord that he did have compassion, and I believe a godly compassion on those that he saw were needing things, but not just in a goodness, but being moved of the Lord. And that's important, brothers and sisters. Oftentimes we can think we're doing something, but as Brother Hill used to tell us too often, it's kind of like giving a razor blade, kind of a bad visual to a baby. Loaded gun, you wouldn't do that. Let God do it. Let God move you. Let God use you. It's a wonderful thing. But in that, he brought me to this third chapter again. What a coincidence, wouldn't you say? Praise the Lord, that's right where we are in Bible study. But it was that same state of heart that he brought me here to this 17th verse. Truly the greatest gift that we could ever give to anybody, truly the greatest gift that the Lord could ever bring through any one of us. And so simply and clearly stated here in this 17th verse, it says, brethren, this is Paul saying this, and you have to remember this, this is to the Philippians. These are to the ones that love the race. They're running for God's best. They want to win him. And here Brother Paul is encouraging them on. See, there's no such thing as, oh, I've hit the pinnacle. No, my goodness. He's drawing us to the very last breath. There's more to go. By God's grace, there's another victory. There's another glory. I'm confident of it because it's his word. And he tells them here, brethren, be followers together of me. How simple. Isn't that wonderful? How many times over and over in the Word of God does he tell us, Paul's my chosen vessel to the Gentile. Praise the Lord. I love the simplicity and straightforwardness of God. He doesn't beat around the bush. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he gave us this great, wonderful message, and it is the message of the lover. And he said, here it is. It's through my dear vessel, Paul. And here he says it again. Brothers, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an ensample. Paul here, brothers and sisters, is pleading. Look for that mark. Mark them who are the ensamples. And who are they? They are brethren that follow Christ Jesus as I do. Amen? What's so hard about that? Huh? Come on now. Think about these things. You look, most Christians, what they'll want to take out is, okay, well, let's go back and we have to live like this and this and this and this. Paul mentioned all of those things as far as the things that were evil. Absolutely. But he so far encouraged the much the more meditate on these things. Grow up in Jesus Christ. You already have the life. And when you realize the life, brothers and sisters, that lives in you, you'll realize the victory that's already been won. You realize by God's grace, I can look to the cross for everything. I don't need to see the process and here's the things and the chain of events of how I get there. There was one event that did it. It is finished on the cross. And that life, brothers and sisters, he gave to us. That's the only confidence I want to have. That's the quickening of the Holy Spirit, is to look for the life who lived it and won it for me. Praise God. You think of all the books upon books that have been written, and there's some good in them, don't get me wrong, but I was listening again, the process to forgiveness. I look to the cross for forgiveness. How about you? How about guilt? He said, lay aside every weight. How about forgiving somebody else forgive them as I did, honey. There's no, well, this. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? How quick and immediate faith is. It's believing God, and it is immediate. It may not be apparent on somebody. It may not be apparent in your bank account or having a job, but count him faithful for it. Amen? Is it just we believe him when we see the result? Or do we believe him by his word? When he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Huh? Come on, brothers and sisters, let's be quickened to believe him. And we have been intensely rejoicing. I was thinking about that word intense, and I'm thankful about it. Praise God, I want to be an intense lover. He's an intense lover. He's after us. But we've been intensely rejoicing as of late in the mystery of Christ, in the gospel that will judge the secrets of men. Isn't that wonderful? I'm thankful to God. I realize my sin is as far as the east is from the west. What he's looking in here for is, what do I believe in the word of God? That's what he's searching for. The blood already covered all of that other stuff. How much do you believe me, honey? I want to reward you so. What have you received? What are you allowing to grow up in your life? That's the beauty of our Lord. He's a lover. He's a rewarder. I'm a child of the King. I'm Lord of all, it says in Galatians 4:1. Go read about who you are in Jesus Christ. Then you'll be excited about it. Then you'll be thankful and say, Lord, I am free. I'm indeed free. I've been made free. And praise God, let me grow up into that freedom. Brothers and sisters, the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, these things, this message that if we will embrace it, it will have us, as the Word of God tells us, ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ. Now, can you imagine that we could become God's complete and ultimate inheritance? But what is it all through? This precious message, this simple message that was given to this sweet apostle to us. Brother Paul. Hallelujah. But yet, we don't want to be satisfied with that sometimes, do we? Looking over here. Lord, what might be a little bit more interesting over there? Brothers and sisters, Paul went through the same thing. They passed him by. At the very end of his life, he said it, all in Asia have forsaken me. We look into this and we're so thankful to God for this message and this brother. But you really think about that age and that day. They left it. It didn't matter. It didn't matter all the miracles. It didn't matter about all of the word that was preached, all of the great things that were done, the testimony that was lived through that brother. They were the same unbelieving ones, come on now, that were just out there in the desert. That we're looking for the next thing. God, what you going to do for me today? I like to live, God, what are you going to bring in for my life today? See, there's a difference there, brothers and sisters. And God, help us to be quickened to this, that he is dealing with us with the height of heights. He wants us to come in and share this wealth with him. But it's going to be one way, and it's going to be through this mark. Through this ensample, by God's grace, through this life of Christ in me, the hope of glory. And brothers and sisters, here we are. And God in his faithfulness has given us this same message. And it is the same message. It's the message of all the fullness of God. But he's saying here, which is so beautiful, it's not only in Paul, it's also in all them that love his appearing. Isn't that wonderful how faithful he is? And he's telling us here, look for them. That life of truth and love, mark it. Matter of fact, what it means is fix your eyes upon it. Now let's make a very important distinction. You don't look upon the natural life. You look upon the life of the new man. The man, praise God, that is growing up fully. That life, praise God, of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Brother Hill used to give this analogy often. I think Seldom a couple months would go by, but he would always refer to the instruments, talking about the instruments of a pilot, that the heading that pilot would have to take to arrive at a specific location, it had to be exact. And I do know this. I was thinking as I was flying back from Texas, the wind was coming, a crosswind, as they say, and pushing the plane over. And sometimes that autopilot, it just takes a little time to correct. So if I'll pay attention, sometimes I can hand fly that thing and I can put it right on that mark for the compass, and it takes even a better line. It's exact. It knows its mark. But a lot of people say, well, 1 degree isn't that much of a difference. There's 360 degrees. 1 degree is not going to make that big a difference at all. Well, let me tell you something. Over 1,000 miles, over a lifetime, if you don't set that on that and you were just 1 degree off, you've missed it completely. You might even end up on the other side of the world. I'm telling you how far off you can be. Brothers and sisters, Paul is saying here, by grace, there are ones that know the way. There are ones that are like me. Oh, no, they're not. I saw what that so-and-so did. I remember this. How could he do that and follow God? God help us, huh? God help us to live a testimony. Don't get me wrong. But we're still men. We are. Not giving an excuse, but God is saying, mark that message. Mark that truth in love. David was always a man after God's own heart, believe it or not. Even when he was going after Bathsheba, those were things that were wrong. They were very wrong. But he still was the man after God's own heart. He was still God's anointed. God never took that away from him. God knew the heart that was there. Man may have been looking at these things. Even his son that would rise up against him someday. His own son, Absalom. God doesn't talk about it, but I'm sure that that was going on in the kingdom for some time. Those ones that were trying to encourage that son of his. Oh, your daddy's not a king. Look what he did. Look who he was. Look what all these things. You're the one. Let me tell you something. You better listen to God. And God says, mark them that follow Paul. Not mark them that you think live the best life. Not mark them that you think are the most holy or the most righteous or these things. The mark, brothers and sisters, is the message. Do they follow that? Have they given their life for that? Is Christ in me truly the hope of glory in their life? Those Corinthians got off on a lot of different things, didn't they? Oh, we're going to go to the church with the best music. Or these guys over here, they'll find my gift for me. However Christ is preached, I therein do rejoice. But let me tell you something. This passage here is talking about, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What do you think's in the offering in that verse? God's very best. I don't want to miss it. It's too important. Praise the Lord. If this Bible is true, and it sure is, it's calling out with the biggest call there could ever be. Win me. Run well. Finish with a full joy. Embrace what's apprehending you right now. Take it all. Amen. How could we not be excited about it? How could we not, by God's grace, say, Lord, take me on in this. Get me away from seeing with my eyes and let me look with the eyes of faith into the Word of God. But Brother Paul, praise his name, is saying there are ones that know the way. There are ones that are like me. There are ones that follow the compass. And they're vital to your life. Don't pass them by. Don't ignore them. By God's grace, they're His chosen vessels. And I'm so thankful that, praise the Lord, we've had so many of them in our lifetimes. And praise God, who He's bringing up. I pray to the Lord, we have a whole slew of them in here. How about you? Come on now. To whom much is given, much is required. Praise God, we're a precious body, brothers and sisters. But we need to pay attention, not only that we would arrive at the destination to win him, but then we might even be encouraged to encourage somebody else on. Can you imagine that? It might be your children. It might be your family. It might be your co-workers. It might be your friends. I don't know who it might be, but could you imagine that God would use you as a light, as a sweet light to point towards the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? You couldn't imagine the wealth, the treasure in that. The wealth in fighting the good fight of faith. Standing, withstanding, and having done all to stand. If it was just one life, would it be worth it? You know it. There is nothing that could compare. But by God's grace, the transformation has to happen here. Amen. This is the life that he's saying, mark them, mark them. Brothers and sisters, there might not be anything more powerful than our testimony. Did you know that? I'm talking about truly the testimony of walking the walk. Yeah. I always think of a doctor that my brother went in to see when he was working through his med school and all that. He had to take a nutrition section. And he sat there with this guy, and he would have these clients come in, and he would listen to him. And this is back in the day, I guess some of these guys used to smoke. But this doctor would smoke, and he was very heavy set, and he would tell these different people that would come in, you need to lose weight. You need to take care of yourself. And I was thinking, now that's not a very fine example. Huh? God help us to walk the walk. Amen. Not just talk it. See, we can have head knowledge of a lot of different things, and even the Word of God. But Lord, help us to have a follow-through. Help us to have Christ in me, the hope of glory, just pulsing in our lives. And praise God, our walk just might encourage someone else to say, hey, I remember him. He's just a smart aleck. That was a punk. An awful guy. She was a hussy. But if God can do it in them, God could do it in me. What do you think? That's who God uses. He chose the weak. He chose the ones that were totally inept. He chose mankind. That's why we all got to get it. But the proud, the haughty, the ones that think they can do it all in themselves, he weeps for them. He's sad. But he's going to go on. He's going to pass him by. Aren't you thankful that you see the need? Praise the Lord. This word is full of all of those kind of types. He chose them of the lives that said, oh, I can't. There's no way. Failure after failure. Reason after reason why I can't. But God came in. See, that's the line you always look for. But God. And but God immediately turns it into, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing that can stop that. Aren't you thankful for the boldness and the power of God in your life? That you truly can put your head down on your pillow tonight and you can say it is well. That you can actually have a conversation and things are spinning, it seems out of control, and I can say by God's grace, it's good. I look to the Word of God, and I know He's for us. He's for my family. By Him all things consist and hold together, and that includes me and my family. I know the enemy's out there to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I also know what supersedes that is I'm the apple of his eye. And you are too. And he loves you. And you're his child. Can you imagine that? And let me tell you something. He's a mama bear. Oh my goodness. How he protects us. Every step, every hair of our head. He walks us right through the valley of the shadow of death. And we don't need to even tremble. He takes us through the furnace. And we come out not even smelling like smoke. I'm beginning to love those times. Praise God. He's showing himself faithful in us. He's proving in us that we love him. We're his work, aren't we? See, he's molding and making us after his will. Praise the Lord. Be still. Wait on God. God, help us to quit being impatient and start looking in by faith and said, Lord, you said you'd finish it. I think I can believe that. What do you think? How about for everything in your life? How about not just the things that you think temporarily? I can kind of see that one working out. How about Romans 8:28 for all of your life? How about, and we know, not think, maybe not a might, not a, well, some of them things. No, I know, because he knows. Just like Peter finally said, Lord, thou knowest. How simple the gospel is. And here we come today, and we can smile and say, thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, revelation didn't just float down from heaven. Nope. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the Father and the Son. Yep. We have the ensample. Do we get it, brothers and sisters? The mark for the prize. Hallelujah. Well, I'll give you a highlight of this scripture. The word ensample in the Greek means an impression, a mark made with a blow, like a stamp or a seal. It's the same word in the Word of God that you find in John 20:25, the word print, when Thomas says, I won't believe that it's Jesus Christ until I see the print of the nails in his hands. In samples? Print, mark, all of those things, do we get it? Jesus Christ. That's what we're looking for. Praise be to God, brothers and sisters. It's not all of this pomp and ceremony and circumstance and all of this religious hoo-ha. We are looking for Jesus Christ. It is the mark. It's the evidence of all the fullness of God. And praise be to God, the lives, brothers and sisters, that have drunk it all up and immersed themselves into all the fullness of it. That truly alive, Lord, I get it. It's you. I died. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a rejoicing I can have at that time. How thankful I can be that, Lord Jesus, you live in me. This is your life. This is your wonderful life that's doing it in me. And praise God, this is the life, the mark them, that has allowed that life just to grow up. The simplicity of, Lord, this is your work. I don't need to try. It's the grace of God. There's not an arrogance. It's a boldness. It's a thankfulness. It's a gratitude. Lord, I count you faithful. I'm looking into your word, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I understand when you tell me to follow Paul as he followed Christ, that he is the apostle to the Gentile. I better wake up. I better listen to these things. I better get in tune with it. I don't care what my pastor says or what my upbringing taught me or what my religion said. I want to know what the Word of God says. I want to know what Jesus Christ, what he came and died and became flesh. Hallelujah, the Word of God lived. This is what I want to know. I don't want these airy sayings. I don't want these flowery good thoughts. I want the wealth and the treasure of forever. I want to believe the Word of God. And I'm telling you, when you see these lives, brothers and sisters, they're lives that are transformed from glory to glory. We're talking from victory to victory. We're talking stuff that would just blow your mind. Explosions, failures, down settings where they arose and said, Christ in me. Is that the ones that you're looking for? Is that the ones by God's grace? A life completely transparent, Jesus Christ increased so much that nothing of self remains. That's the ones Paul's talking about here. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Mark them. Follow that truth in love. Place your feet exactly in those steps. You ever hear of hinds feet? Huh? It's a narrow way. It's an exact way. And the Word of God says, few there are that find it. But I love him because he said, he that wills to know will know. He wants it for all men. He wants it for us more than we could ever desire. But it's going to be the path that was laid out by grace through Paul. And it is the path that leads right into the midst of the throne. Mark them. Treasure them. Treasure them. Don't let them pass you by. So much of this life, they lift up these ones that say, oh, well, this should be the mentor. Or this should be your role model. Or this should be your hero. Mark them. Mark them who follow Paul as he followed Christ. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and give you the praise and just glorying in what you bring. Thank you for the simplicity, Lord, of your scripture. Help us to wake up to who we are in Christ, what you have in the offering for us. Lord, the time that we've been born, hallelujah, God. The time of the coming of your Son. Lord, who we are, how you specifically made each and every one of us, the trials, the background, the thing that we're in right now, it's all to turn our face to you and to say, Lord, it's only going to be you. It's only going to be through your strength. It's only going to be through your might. And thanks be to God, Lord Jesus, you said even greater things than I. Ye shall do, because I go to the Father, and I'm sending you the Holy Ghost, the very power of my might. I'm sanctified, hallelujah, set apart to the Father, so that you will be set apart to the truth. Oh, my goodness, Lord, oh, the great love that never, never lets us go. Oh, God, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for the revelation that you've brought to your people. And, Lord, let us the much the more. Let us, again, not neglect these things, this great salvation, Lord God, but keeping in remembrance, oh, the more, the more, the more, till we see your blessed face. In Jesus' name, amen.